and no delays. It gives me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with EcoBank International Transfers. EcoBank, a better way to bank without borders.
African Voice News, the Global Link.
President Hichilema commissions Mulungushi Textiles. ECZ announces 70 new constituencies following delimitation exercise. And South African opposition figure Malema sentenced to 5 years in prison. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. President Hakainde Hichilema has today officially reopened Mulungushi Textiles Limited in Kabwe District of the Central Province. President Hichilema expressed pride in the UPND government to see one of the premises and commitment made at the time it was in opposition coming to pass. Speaking during the opening ceremony, President Hichilema said the project will not only create jobs but provide business opportunities, thereby contributing to the growth of the economy. Nothing happens by chance, but by working deliberately and intentionally. This project is not only for Kawe alone, but Zambians at large, said President Hichilema. President Hichilema stressed that the UPND government has plans to revamp Kawe and make it more befitting to be called the headquarters of Central Province for more job creation, which will in return contribute to the growth of the country's gross domestic product, GDP. He assured that this is not the end but the beginning of more similar projects to be implemented in other provinces. Meanwhile, President Hichilema expressed concern that the country sat on an asset that has the capacity to contribute meaningfully to the growth of the economy, describing it as a waste of productivity and income generation. The head of state emphasized that such kind of waste must not be tolerated again, especially at a time when the country is working towards revamping the economy. He further urged the residents of Kawe to work together with the UPND government if the province is to grow and be able to contribute to national treasury. Cabinet has approved the establishment of a new development finance institution, DFI, in order to have a dedicated development bank that can facilitate and provide medium and long-term financing required for undertaking of developmental projects as identified in the national development plans. Minister of Information and Media, Cornelius Mwetwa, says the creation of a new DFI will fill the gap in development financing in the country that has been created by the dissolution of the Development Bank of Zambia. He said a new DFI is one of the approved series of policy, legislative and development measures aimed at strengthening governance, infrastructure and national development following its sixth meeting of 2026, convened by President Hakainde Hichilema at State House on Monday, April 13. Cabinet approved the declaration of Samuel Yamomba as a national monument in order to ensure the effective protection and management of the site, said Mr. Mwetwa in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Mwetwa said the Samuel Yamomba site is a historical site in His Royal Highness Chief Chonga's chiefdom in Monze District of Southern Province. He said on the legislative front, Cabinet cleared several bills for introduction in Parliament, including the Electoral Process Amendment Bill of 2026, which seeks to enhance transparency and integrity in elections through reforms such as improved voter register inspection, clearer nomination procedures, and provisions for proportional proportional representation. Mr. Mweta said other proposed laws include a new parliamentary code of conduct bill to strengthen accountability among members of parliament and the National Assembly, powers, privileges and immunities bill to modernize rules governing parliamentary authority and discipline. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced the 70 newly created constituencies following the completion of the delimitation process. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis said in determining the 70 constituencies, the Commission was guided by constitutional powers, which require consideration of several factors. Ms. Zalumis said this includes the history, diversity and cohesiveness of communities, population density, demographic trends and projections, geographical features, means of communication, the need to keep constituencies within district boundaries, and the need to achieve approximate equality of population while ensuring adequate representation of urban and sparsely populated areas. Ms. Zalumis said the 70 new constituencies have been distributed across the provinces as follows: Central Province 8, Copperbelt 7, Eastern 5, Luapula 5, Lusaka 6, Muchinga 6, Northern 6, Northwestern 7, Southern 9 and Western 7. She emphasized that no district or province was pre-allocated a fixed number of constituencies before the consultative process was concluded, adding that claims suggesting otherwise are false and misleading. Among the newly created constituencies are Kembe West in Chibombo District of Central Province, Konkola in Chililabombwe District on the Copper Belt, Chipata North in Chipata District, and Mweru East in Chelenge District of Luapula Province. Others include Lima in Lusaka District, Mwanzo in Nakonde District of Muchinga Province, Saisi in Mbala District of Northern Province, Solwezi North in Solwezi District of Northwestern Province, Marimba in Livingstone District of Southern Province, and Mongo East in Mongo District of Western Province, said Ms. Zalumis. Ms. Zalumis acknowledged that the outcome may not meet every expectation, noting that delimitation is never an exercise in satisfying every demand, especially with only 70 additional constituencies against a total of 116 districts countrywide. She said the exercise required balancing legitimate expectations with constitutional requirements, as some areas are large and remote, others densely populated, and some difficult to access. Good Governance and Development activist Davis Lupindola says the creation of additional constituencies by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, will make it easier for citizens to hold their members of parliament, MPs, accountable. Mr. Lupindola has described the move as a significant step towards strengthening accountability and development. He notes that smaller constituencies will allow MPs to engage more effectively with their electorate and respond more swiftly to their needs. Citizens will find it easier to hold their MPs accountable and decisions will be made faster, said Mr. Lupindola in a statement issued to RTV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Lupindola emphasized that improved representation will arise from the reduced size of constituencies, adding that this will enable lawmakers to focus more closely on development issues affecting their respective areas. He further stated that the move is likely to accelerate development across constituencies, as MPs will have a more manageable scope of responsibility. Mr. Lupindola has since called on citizens and political parties involved in the adoption of parliamentary candidates to prioritize individuals who are committed to development. The foundation has already been set. What remains is for stakeholders to ensure that the right people are chosen to drive development forward, said Mr. Lupindola.
Elated by the decision of the Electoral Commission of Zambia to delimitate 70 new constituencies in the country, because this will enhance improved representation in those constituencies, because constituencies will be smaller such that an MP will effectively represent that constituency. Further, enhanced accountability, because citizens will find it easier to hold an MP accountable. Even when you look at in terms of resource allocation, those administrative risks associated with the bigger constituencies will be reduced.
In African news, South African opposition politician Julius Malema has been sentenced to 5 years in prison after being found guilty of the illegal possession of a gun and firing it in public.